Welcome back to the Bruins Basketball Show. On this week's episode, Bruins head coach Burton Uwara talks about the start of the 2019-2020 season. He'll give his opinions on the first week of practice, this year's newcomers, and how those freshmen are fitting in with his core group of returnees. Towards the last half of the episode, you'll hear from our latest transfer, Trent Robinson. Trent has an interesting story of how he ended up at BJU and how things are going for him as he begins this season with his new team. We hope you enjoy this week's episode of the Bruins Basketball Show. Coach, finally the first week of practice is over. What kind of emotions are you feeling here at the start?
Transitioning into D3, you know, we've really been anxious to be with them, having to wait till October 15th. And so there's just a sense of giddiness, of anticipation, of excitement, of being able to be on the court together for the first time and as a group, and seeing the newbies being able to join with the veterans. So I've been really excited about the first week of practice.
Coming up just a couple days here, we'll have our first scrimmage. Kind of a little bit of a change was going to be something that was going to be able to be open to the public, but now with a switch, going to have a kind of a closed scrimmage here. So what is kind of your focus the first few days here leading up to the scrimmage, and what kind of goals do you have for that first exhibition match?
Well, scrimmaging Spartanburg Methodist is something that we've done before, but they have one of the best teams they've had. They have a lot of athleticism. Some kids from Moravian Prep, a really good prep school. They have some size, a shooter that can shoot from just over half court. So I think scrimmaging them will really help prepare us to play UNC Asheville, our first preseason game coming up in a little over a week.
Because the season gets going so quickly, we haven't really had much chance to talk about the new guys. On a previous episode, I talked to Johnny about a few of them, but now that we've had a little bit more chance to see them, you've had the opportunity to coach them for a few days here. You want to comment kind of on maybe some of the guys that have stuck out to you, or maybe the new guys, and just talk a little bit about what you see as far as what they have brought so far to the team?
Unfortunately, Eli Couples and Trent Robinson already have injuries that are going to put them out for a while. But what I've loved to see from those guys is they have done whatever they could to still be involved in practice, still play a vital role. And they've showed already in the first week of practice that they're good teammates. And I'm glad, even though they're not able to play, I'm glad that I was able to see in the first week of practice that I recruited two guys that are good teammates, even when they can't be out on the court. I've been really impressed with Kendall Norrington. He has done some really good things. He's in better shape than what he finished out his senior year of high school, and he came in really good shape, and he's been a physical presence. Hayes, local kid Hayes Brush, has really shown some good things in our five practices so far. And then a lot of effort by everybody. There's been a really steep learning curve, but I think all of the guys have come in and learned really well in the first few days of practice.
And then for the guys that are returning, some familiar faces, whether that's guys that have been on the team before and played this last year, or guys that were out last year with injuries, can you talk a little bit about those guys and kind of how they've meshed with the new players so far?
You know, everybody's talked different angles about John Allen and Daniel Fuller, and just the fact that they were not even on the team at this point last year, and then they were able to get on the team, ended up starting on a team that played for a region championship, and they welcome having some of the veterans back where they don't have to carry so much on their shoulders like they did last year. And I think the experience they got last year has really helped them. They've been key figures in helping bridge the gap with the new guys and helping bring the new guys along. So I'm glad that they had that experience and they're able to pass that on. And then obviously having Nate and Chapman back, the things that you learn from an injury, the time off, the anxiousness they have to be on the court again playing, they cannot wait to play a game in front of their friends and family. Then having Jason back as a grad student, captain last year, region player of the year, it's very good that Jason's back. He had a lot of opportunities, including possible professional opportunities, and we were glad to have Jason make the decision to finish out his career here.
This is year three for you. How do you maybe feel or think about things differently now than you did those first 2 years?
Well, Before I really got into college coaching, I figured that I would probably have an 8-man rotation, and I had had teams that played anywhere from 35 to about 40 games a year, and that is what a college schedule is like. And you know, so doing that in high school, I thought playing 8 to 10-man rotation was going to be enough, but just realizing how much depth is a necessity, starting a varsity reserve team this year, and that's to help some of them develop a little bit, help give us a little bit of depth. We have 20 guys that are suiting up in one form or another to play for the Bruins this year, and those are some things that I've learned in my first couple years.
Before I let you go, we recently had a homecoming here on the campus, and another opportunity chance for us to have the alumni back, some of our players from the past come back. You kind of want to talk about that weekend and how special it is having those guys come back to us.
I thought what was so unique was all of them that returned, which was a majority of the guys who have graduated from here, they all said something having to do with the family atmosphere here. And that means we're doing something right. We have the kind of program that they want to come back to, even though they're from all over different parts of America. It is important enough to them to make time in their busy schedule with their families to come back here and take part in that weekend and the alumni breakfast that we have, and then the game that we play. You know, Dustin Kello, the program's all-time leading scorer, came back, and we actually played 5 quarters for the alumni game, and Dustin played all 5 quarters without coming out. I think if Dustin had any eligibility left, he would be able to play for us today.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Those of you who are listening, be on the lookout. We'll try to make sure that we're updating these regularly, try to release one of these once a week. One of the things we're also planning to do, include some of our players into the ends of these episodes, so don't turn off yet. You'll hear from one of those newcomers that Coach mentioned, Trent Robinson, and as the season progresses, we'll try to have others come in so that you can get introduced to them and get to know them a little bit better. Today's player guest is a new face, Trent Robinson. Trent, thanks for joining us today.
And no problem, Coach.
Probably the best place to start is just give kind of people a background, who you are, where you're from, that kind of thing.
I'm Trent Robinson, and I'm from Columbia, South Carolina, and I'm transferred here from College of Charleston, and now I majored in communication, and now I'm at Bob Jones getting my master's in sports administration program.
And you've got a little bit interesting story, kind of how you ended up at Bob Jones. You want to tell people about that?
So it was a last-minute decision to try to graduate early from the College of Charleston and to try to further my education and play for a fifth year, I would say. So we started off talking to my mother, and she basically told me that if I go somewhere to get my master's, it won't be easy, won't be like undergrad, so I have to have something that I'm really interested in. So, of course, anything with sports. So I wanted to find something that was sports communication or something of that nature. So we started doing the research, talking to my coach, and we came upon Bob Jones. And I previously had background with this university because 3 years ago we practiced here due to a flood in Charleston. And then that following year we played against Bob Jones University. So I was pretty aware of the school and the background behind behind the culture of it.
We just started practice this last week, and you know, you've had a chance to play with them for about a week now, but you are also here the first half of the semester, and so you've had some time to interact with the guys and play with them a little bit. How's it been kind of fitting in with them and getting to know them?
It's actually been well. You know, we have captains that came in right away and make everybody feel welcome with Nate, Jason, and Chapman. Getting that relationship on the court and off the court. First, we had to start off the court. So we had a retreat, and that went well. It's able to stay, got a weekend with the guys, and just to know everything really off the court, because you can't expect to have that relationship on the court if you don't know each other's background and what each other like and dislike. Then when we got to basketball, it started getting a little easier, just because you know how everybody, you know how to approach everybody with whatever, like mistakes or turnovers. And then so when you cover all that, then it makes the basketball part easier to get along with.
As we mentioned, last week's first week of practice, what are your kind of initial impressions from that?
So I felt like from our circumstances, being our first week and us having 9 to 10 freshmen, that it started off well, because we started off slow, you know, everybody can learn the plays, but as a young team, we're really focusing in on those practices, so we're getting better each and every day. The only thing you can really ask for as a team like this is just to slowly progress every day, and that's something we've really been staying on top of and doing. So, you know, I feel like the first week of practice couldn't gone any better.
And a little bit different from you, just from the standpoint of didn't have a whole week to practice because...
The third day of practice, I fractured my pinky finger on my left hand. So it's a little setback for a second. So I'll be out for anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks. I'm on a cast right now. So now I guess my big role is just to encourage people, help players with what I see, and just continue to bring that energy, even though I'm not on the court. And I feel like it translates to, you know, players that's not playing as much as they want to because they see me. I'm not dressing out at all, but I'm still being energized and being in tune with the practice.
Yeah, unique role for you just simply because you're a new player, but you're one of the older guys. So you kind of want to talk to that a little bit more about what you foresee yourself being able to contribute even during this time while you're out.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, while I'm out, just a guy that people look at and just continue to stay motivated, stay hungry, and stay energized. Because I feel like whether I'm playing or not, the energy I bring, the talking, the defense, the heart, just the going hard and everything is what I can bring on and off the court. So that'll be my big role off the court. And then on the court when I get back, you know, my biggest role is just to be a leader to guys that, you know, haven't been in certain situations before. So I'm that guy that people can just look at and get energy. Or if we down, I feel like I can give that boost to anybody. So, and I feel like that'll take us a long way.
Trent comes from a winning program, has the experience, has the maturity, and I think it's going to be a real big asset for our team this year. Trent, appreciate you coming on, taking the time for us today.
Thank you, Coach.
That'll do it for this episode. You'll be able to catch the Bruins in action on Thursday, October 31st. The team travels to UNC Asheville to face the Bulldogs in an exhibition game. And if you aren't already, be sure to follow the team on social media. You can find us at BJU Bruins MVB on Twitter and Instagram. Thanks so much for listening.